A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Daf Hei, Menachas 5a, pagination is 9. We'll start on the top of Amud Aleph. We're about 5 lines down. And we're dealing with the topic of a Minchas HaOmer. That's the special Mincha that was brought on the 16th of Nisan to permit the new grain. Shekomtza shelo lishma, and the kmitza was done for the wrong intent. So we said that in the parallel systems, kmitza is similar to shchita, and it's being done shelo lishma, and we want to know what its status is going to be. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says, Minchas ha'omer shekamtza shelo lishma, if the kmitza is done shelo lishma, kishera, it's going to be kosher. V'shireha ein ne'echalin, but even though it's kosher, the leftovers that are supposed to be eaten by the Kohanim cannot be eaten ad until Shetavi mincha saomer acheres vitati reno, you bring another mincha saomer, and it will allow it. So Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish is in a very interesting way straddling the fence. On the one hand, he's saying it's kosher, and the remainder will be able to be eaten, but not yet, because first you have to bring another minchas omer, and then we'll be good. And the question is, what is going on that's causing this complex ruling of Reish Lakish? And just keep in mind that in Amud Beis, we're going to have a different approach, the approach of Rava, to this very question. But the question in front of us, and we'll spend a moment on Amud Aleph, trying to understand Reish Lakish's approach. The case is Minchas HaOmer Shekamtza Shelo Lishma. The Minchas Omer, that the Kemitza was done without the right intent. So the Gemara's initial question, you could see it if you drop down about 3 lines, is Mimashka Yisrael. Minamuter liYisrael, you can only bring karbanos from things that Klal Yisrael should be able to eat. And if this mincha has product that we're not able to eat, and even you bring it, you're still not able to eat it until you bring another one, so then it shouldn't be permitted as a karban, as an offering. And Rav Ada bar Ava suggests that Kasava Reish Lakish holds Ein Mechus Zman Lebo Bayom, that something that will become permitted today is not considered unavailable to the Jewish people so that it can't be used as a karban. Rashi says, Hoil Vahayom Tehemu Teres LiYisrael, since today it will yet be permitted to be eaten, the remainder will be permitted. That means the part of the kmitza would have been able to be eaten, and therefore it could be offered. Achashati karev minchas haomer acheres, after you bring the next omer. V'lo muchusaris manhi legavoa, that's not considered missing time, inappropriate time, as far as the Beis HaMikdash goes. It'll be available any moment now, and therefore it would be permitted, and that would be the approach of Reish Lakish, even though it's not yet truly permitted. The problem with this is posed by Rav Sheshes midway on the page, Masiv Rav Sheshes, that we do not find that Muchuseres Zman Lebo Bayom makes everything okay. We have a case of hikdematan shemen lematan dam, by a metzora, if he did the oil applications before he did the blood applications, Yimalenu shemen, he should fill up again with oil. V'yachsa v'yitin shemen achamatan dam. He has to do the oil after the blood. And apparently the order is not simply, it'll be done today. Skipping three lines, Amar Rav Papa explained that Mitzora is unique. Dichsiva behu havayu. It says that it has to be done precisely, and that's why the oil, if it was done out of order, has to be redone. However, skipping a line, Masiv Rav Papa said, Hiktim chataso la'ashamo, if you did shchita out of order, we don't find that we just put somebody there to mix the blood so that it doesn't congeal and you're able to apply it later. The fact that it was shecht out of order messes it up. And therefore we see that the principle of ein mechus zman lebo bayom is really not going to justify all this. Three lines from the bottom, Ella Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa comes up with a new approach to explain Reish Lakish. Hainu taima de Reish Lakish. This is the reason. De kasavar heyer mizrach matir. Because Reish Lakish really holds that daybreak of the 16th permits the new grain, even without the Karban Mincha being brought. And therefore, fundamentally, that grain is already Mimashka Yisrael, Minamuta Yisrael. It's already permitted to be eaten to the Jewish people. And that's how you can use it as a mincha. And even if the first Karban Omer isn't good, it's also permitted technically to be eaten. Even in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when the Mincha has to be brought, Heyer Mizrach Matir, they held that the daybreak is sufficient to allow it. And therefore, the first Karban Omer, even though it didn't do the trick as a Karban Omer goes, but it is Mashka Yisrael, it's permitted to be eaten. You didn't do the mitzvah you were supposed to do, and that's where that second Omer comes in to be done. As I mentioned, we presented the first approach to this question according to Reish Lakish, and that's a quick overview of the highlights of Reish Lakish in the case of Minchas Omer Shekamtza Shelo Lishma, a Minchas Omer that the kmitza was done shelo lishma, Reish Lakish ruled kishera, it's kosher, you cannot eat the leftovers yet, because mitzvah, you're supposed to wait until a good minchas omer is brought, and that will be brought, they should bring a second minchas omer. If you look over here on Amud Beis, about 12 lines down, the first word on the line is matir, and then we begin. For Rava Omer, Rava argues in the entire approach to this question. Minchas ha'omer shekamtza shelo lishma kishera. Minchas ha'omer that the kmitza was done shelo lishma is kosher, period. As he explains, v'shira ne'echolin, the remainders can be eaten. Ve'ena tzricha minchas omer acheres lahatira, and you do not need another mincha to allow it. She'ein machshava mo'eles, because the wrong intent only impacts ela b'misha, only in a case of a dover ha'ra'uy la'avoda. Going to simplify it a little. He says three principles. We'll just focus on one. Bidavar ha-ra'uy la'avoda, something that is fitting for, to be an offering. La'afuke minchas ha-omer, as opposed to the karban omer, as Rashi explains that it's done out of se'orim, out of barley. De lo chazio, it's not a normal karban. the chiddush hu. It's a chiddush that this is the method in order to allow the new grain, but it's not a karbon. Words of Rashi, v'lo mishum karbon asya. It's not a karbon. It's, I guess we would call it a ritual, an act that has to be done. It's not a karbon. You put on tefillin, it's an act. It's not a karbon. And therefore, kemitza shelo lishma Reish Lakish holds does not impact the offering. The Rambam in Psulei HaMikdashim, Yudalid Gimel, indeed, paskins like Rava, b'davar ha-ro'i la'avoda ketzad, the shelo lishma of the kemitza will only impact in a case where it is an karbon. Minchas ha-omer shekomtza shelo lishma, if you did kemitza shelo lishma, by this minchas omer, ha-rezu kemisha nasis lishma, it's perfectly good. V'shirah ne'echolin, and you could eat the leftovers. Mipnei shehi minasa orim, because it's coming from barley, which is how Rashi explained the Gemara as well. V'eina sa'orim davar ha-ro'i l'sha'or karbanos, and sa'orim are not normally done by other karbanos. There's a question, what about the mincha sota, which is done out of sa'orim, and Rashi addresses that. But basically, sa'orim barley are not used for karbanos. It's unique over here, and therefore it is not being regarded as a karbon. Again, this is an explanation. The wording of the Gemara was simply Delochazia de Chidushu. It's novel. It's not normal. And Rashi and the Rambam are explaining what's not normal. It's the fact that it is made out of barley. So again, the case of Minchas HaOmer Shakamtsa Shalo Lishma, Reish Lakish had a sophisticated, complex ruling where it's kind of okay because he holds Heyer Mizrach Matir. Really, from daybreak, it's already permitted, so it's Mashka Yisrael. But you got to bring another one that's good. And Rava holds it is good. Keshera, it's fine. Because having wrong intent by the Kemitza of a Minchas Omer, since it's brought out of barley, it's not a regular karban, that Shalo Lishma will not impact it, and it does what it needs to do, and another one does not need to be brought. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.